Okay, so we're in the bottom of Samach Hay. I'm a biz all the way at the bottom at the two dots. Tani Tana Kamei Derev. So we're talking about, again, a person who finds, the Metziah found by one's wife and her Maisidea, etc. So what's the halacha? So Tani Tana Kamei Derev. Metziah se Isha La'atzma. Rabbi Kiva Omer Labaila. So, the person who's saying Bryce is in front of Rabbi said that Metziah se Isha belongs to herself, and Rabbi Kiva says that it all belongs to her husband. Fine. So Amrlei Hashda Umadifa Demaisi Adahi, right? I'm Rabbi Kiva Latma Metziah LaKol Shekein. So when it came to Hadafa, so Hadafa meaning if she has, we spent a little while talking about Hadafa, meaning there's extra money that she makes in terms of her Parnasa. And if she makes extra money, what happens? Ma'aseh Rashi says, Tapasam Sufim Ben Aleph, Vishayich Lameimar Shehel Shalom, the Ma'aseh Deah Tachasim Zonos. So meaning it's possible to say, you could have argued that Hadafa should be his, right? After all, it's like a regular Ma'aseh Deah. It's more, it's extra than the regular Ma'aseh Deah, but it is Ma'aseh Deah. So I would have said it was this, and nevertheless, we hold that Hadafa, that's my, Hadafa, Rabbi Kiva says, belongs to her. So then I would assume, so Mitziyas La Kol Shekein, then certainly things that she finds should belong to her. And nevertheless, we have over here, right, the Tana who spoke in front of Rava said that Mitziyas Isha, that Rabbi Kiva says should be her husband's. That seems kind of strange. And furthermore, why do I think this should be true? Again, that the Metziah should be hers, for Kal V'Chomer. This nun, the Mishnah says, Konam Shani Osa Laficha. The woman says, I take a Shua, that the things that I make, that my money that I make, etc., should be forbidden to your mouth, meaning you shouldn't be allowed to use it. So, Eino Tzarech La'afer. Then the Tanakhama says that the husband doesn't have to be made for the nether. It's not necessary because it's not going to be Chal anyways. Rashi says, right, that which I make is forbidden to you. So, says Rashi, the Mishabdalei, right? According to the Tanakhama there, she doesn't have to be, the husband doesn't have to be for the nether because it's not going to be chal. However, Kiva Omer, Yafer, Kiva says, no, you have to be made for that nether. Why? Shema ta'ad difalav yosim mina roilo, because maybe she's going to end up making more money than just the regular ma'aseh deah. And what's going to happen? And then there's going to be, the nether will be chal. Sounds like, otherwise, it would have been taka belong to him. Right? So certainly, Rashi says, Shema ta'ad difalav didahu, it belongs to her, and she's able to make a nether on such a thing. So if that's true, right? So what's going on here? We just said that the Ma'aseh Deah, which we think would be his, really is hers, and so certainly, I would have said Kal V'Chomer that the Metziah should be hers, and we have a mission here that seems to say also that it sounds like the Hadafa, again, according to Rabbi Kiva at least, she has to, the husband should be made for the nether. Why? Because otherwise she's going to be able to actually answer it to him because it's in her hands to answer it. So Ella Epach, no, so rather flip the Shitos. Metziah se Isha la Baila, Rabbi Kiva Omer la Atzma. Okay, no, so Rabbi Kiva holds that if she, the Metziah se Isha really belongs to her. So the you have to flip the Shitos. Rabbi Kiva believes that a woman finds a Metziah, that it belongs to her, which again is still against our Mishnah, which it said in Metziah Isha Umaisa De La Baila. But fine. But that's the Shita Rabbi Kiva. Okay. So the Gemara says, V'haki Asa Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan B'hadafe Shalo Adiyat Chak. So when Ravin showed up from Eretz Yisrael, so he said, wait a second. This is what Rabbi Yochanan, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, is what he said. He said, B'hadafe Shalo Adiyat Chak. When it's a hadafa, that's not adiyat chak. So you mean hadafa shalo adiyat chak? Rashi says, right, literally that means hadafa, extra earnings that she makes, that doesn't come from having pushed herself. It's not so difficult. So what does that mean? Rashi says, shalo adiyat chak, Iranis Ubalas Malacha. She's a worker, she works. And it's not so difficult for her. Right? She just continues to do her regular work. So back in the Gemara, right? So Hakias Ravin Amr Yochan Adavashadiatbal. Right? If it's just like regular continuing work, extra hours, but it's basically the same work. So everyone agrees that money belongs to her husband, right? Ki pligi ba'adav shaladeyadchak. Now the machlokas is, it's when it's a hadaf that comes by tachak. Rashi says, adeyadchak, gon shedachka atzma ve'adiv. It's always hard when your definition of a word is the same word, right? But that she pushes herself, right? She really pushes herself hard to make that extra money. That's where there's a machlokas, right? So ki pligi ba'adav shaladeyadchak, tanakama savar labayla, Rabbi Kiva Savala Atma, right? The Tanakhama says that belongs to her. Rabbi Kiva says it doesn't belong to her. Tanakhama says it belongs to her husband, and Rabbi Kiva says it belongs to her. Fine. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, Ki Asa Ravin, because at this moment, what does the Gemara assume? That Mitzia Kadafa Ashalay Diadchaki. Right? The assumption is that money that you find, or something that you find, would be considered like Hadav Ashlay Diadchak. Right? So you just bump into something and you find it. So that's like, you know, extra money that you make for working a few extra hours, but you didn't require a lot more extra effort. Right? If that's true, right, if the Mitzia is considered like Hadav Ashlay Diadchak, so now we're bothered, right? I can't believe it. Rabbi Kiva holds that if it's Hadav Ashlay Diadchak, that Rabbi Kiva says it's La'atzma. So that's true. So certainly the Mitzia should be La'atzma also. Right? So I'm Rav, but no, Mitzi also okay. Adav Ashal Idea Chak Dami, right? No, that the Mitzi is considered Adav Ashal Idea Chak. I plugged to Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan. That's the Machlokes. Rabbi Akiva the Rabbanan. Fine. So it's not a contradiction. So by Rav Papa Asal Oshtayim Bebas Achasmo. So Rav Papa asks, what if she did both at the same time? So like, what if this extra work, right, is done like she makes two, you know two extra things at the same time? How does that, is that considered, you know, again, falling to this machlokas? Is this category of adav de'echak or shalei de'echak? She's doing two things at the same time. Mahu, by Ravina, shlosha odalit v'bas achasma. What if she does three or four things at the same time? Right, we know that women are better at multitasking than men are. Neurobiology tells us that, right? Look at Rashi. Shtaim shalosh v'ar b'bas achas. Rashi says, shomeres kishuim. So she's guarding cucumbers. V'tava bishan. And she's also spinning thread. U'melamedes shil in ashtim. And she's teaching women how to sing. B'schar, for money. U'mechamemes beitzin b'cheka. She's also keeping eggs warm. She's doing, you know, obotzei taloim. Ha'osim meshi. Shanashim mechamemos osam b'chekan v'heim notrim. So she's doing four different jobs all at the same time. So is that considered, you know, you might say that's not, you know, on the one hand, it's easy. She manages these things fine. Or no, that's really hard work. So that's considered, you know, hadav ideas chak. So my answer is teku. We don't know. So when Eliyahu Navi comes, he'll answer this shala for us. What to do with this hadafa that's done three or four or you know things at the same time? Is that considered ideas chak or not? Okay. Next. So next thing was that the Gemara and Mishnah talked about what happens if Boshes and Pagam, right? What if she gets embarrassed or she's damaged some way that the Boshes and Pagam, the Tanakhama said it belongs to her. If it had been Sarah said that depends if it's something that people could see or not see, a third to him, two-thirds to her, two-thirds to him, a third to her, depending on whether people see it or don't see it. So Maskif La Rava Barav. So Rava Barav asked the question. And Rashi points out that this question is going to be against Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. Okay? And what's the bother? What bothers them? So Maskif Rava Barav Hanan El Me'ata, this is true. B'yesh Susaso Shel Chaveiro HaChanayim Lebar Lemeisan Leboshas. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that there's a scenario where she gets embarrassed, and because she gets embarrassed, what happens? You give the money to her husband. Right? Again, the Tanakhama said Boshta belongs to her. Someone embarrasses her, so that she keeps that money. But according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, there are times when she can get embarrassed publicly, and the money goes to her husband. So if you're going to take this to the logical conclusion, what's going to happen? So if that's true, then what happens if I embarrass you? Embarrass my horse, right? Are you going to have to pay Hachanami to buy the mason and the boche? Are you going to pay the owner of the horse the money for boches? And obviously, that's ridiculous, right? That's not true. So how can it be that I'm going to pay a husband for his wife's boshes? So it says, Gemara, what do you mean, Vesus bar boshes? A horse gets embarrassed? That's not a good kasha. Sus doesn't have boshes at all. So fine. So Ela Rakakve Bigdo Shel Chavero. So maybe I'd argue, no, but fine, so that's a bad example, but let's try a different one. What happens if a person spits on the clothing of their friend? So would you say that you have to give the friend, in the same person, boshes, pay him boshes, for his clothing having spit on it? I mean, if you want to say, yeah, maybe I would. We have a Mishnah that says as follows, Rakak ve yabo harok uparo shayisha vev yitaliso. Behavior taliso mimenu. So any of these situations, if you spit on a person and it reaches them, or you uncover a woman's hair in public, or you take off, you know, rip off his clothing, so what happens? Chayavitin lo arba meo zuz, you pay him 400 zuz for doing so, because it's such an embarrassing thing that you did to this person. Rafapa lo shanu ela bo big do pater. That's only true if you spit on the person and it actually gets on them. If it just gets into clothing, then you're pater. Right, so what do you see? That if you spit on a person's clothing, that you do not have to pay them boshes, right, for their clothing being getting disgusting. That you don't have to do. However, you have to pay if your wife gets embarrassed. If your wife gets embarrassed, so then if you embarrass someone's wife, you do have to pay the husband. So answer the Gemara. No, but big do lazy lusa ishto is lazy lusa. What do you mean? It's not the same thing. Person's clothing is not the same thing as his wife. So with his clothing, it's not so embarrassing. But for his wife, if his wife gets embarrassed, it's really zilzal for him. And so that's why you have to pay him. So Amrali Ravina Ravashi, Elamayata, but Ravina says to Ravashi, but wait a second, that's true. Biesh ani ben tovim, de islu zilusa lekulhu b'nei mishpacha, hachanam nebali meisan lehu boshes, lekul b'nei mishpacha. So if you embarrass someone from a family, right, you say to a poor person who comes from a wealthy family and you denigrate him in some way, And it's an embarrassment, not just to him, it's an embarrassment to his entire family. So you should have to pay the whole family. Because again, that's still Zilusa. That's Zilusa for all of them. So maybe I should do the same thing. So Amalei, no. Hasam lav gufayu, hacha ishto gufei havai. So no, in that case, my person's brother or their sister or whatever, or parent, then that's not their guf. But their wife is like their guf. So it's mamish. Right, perfect timing for this Gemara, because that's the reason why many of the Mefarshim say that many of the minhag, that even if they light all, they, you know, mehadrim and mehadrim for Ashkenazim, is every single person lights in their house. So some have the minhag that the wife doesn't light. Why is that? So there, the Mishnah points out, ishto kagufo, right? Because the wife is like your own body, so that's why some have the minhag that the husband lights and the wife doesn't light for that exact reason. So look at this. I think Rabbi Leibowitz calls this a Daf Yomi coincidence. Right, so we call it Daf Hashavua coincidence. Okay, let's just read a little bit of the Mishnah while we have a short week. So let's see what we can do in the Mishnah here. So the Mishnah says as follows: Haposek Mos Lachasno. So let's say a person has set up. They give a certain amount of money to their son-in-law when they get married. Umeis Chasno, and he dies. He dies presumably after kiddushin before nisuin. So Amru Chachamim. So what happens if he passes away after kiddushin, and now the guy has to do yibum with this man's daughter? So the father-in-law can say, "Look, I was planning to give whatever that amount of money was. I was planning to give that to your brother. I wasn't planning to give it to you. You're a nice guy, but you're not him. So I'm not that whatever money I was originally promised to be given after the nisuin. So he can go back. Okay, paskal ahachnis lo elaf dinar." So what if he decided to give him 1,000 dinar? Who posek kenegdan chamesha sheimana? So again, this is a situation where the father-in-law had essentially to bring in a certain amount of money, and then into the marriage as part of like her dowry. So she says, "I'm going to bring in 1,000 dinar." So if that's true, so he has to, the husband has to be ready to give back in a certain sense. Chamesh Yisrei Mana, which is 1,500, basically. 1,000, he's going to be willing to give time and a half back. Why? Because in the meantime, if they're married, and he has that $1,000 $1,000 to deal with, what can he do with it? He can invest it, right? That cash is investable. So when he has to, I don't know if that's a word. But when it's time to pay back, he has to be willing to pay back a time and a half, should they get divorced. But not cash, but other items, bimana vishavimana. He's willing to pay back the same amount. Fine. So, you know, we'll stop here.
Dinar and manor are the same thing?
A thousand dinars, 100 dinars a month or something. Okay. Something like that. But we'll continue this, these calculations. There's a lot of math, so we'll continue that when we come back in tomorrow. Okay, sure.